entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
No, we didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Yes. Welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday Night Programming to HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the only show introed by who? You guessed it. Rammstein! Music to everyone's ears, Rammstein. Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. I'm just going to fade that out professionally and quickly, because you know what? I've got a man to introduce to you right now. He's bald, sure. He's 40, yes. He's my friend and yours, Germ Freak. Germ Freak, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Like a streak of fire from the heavens, Germ Freak approaches the mic. What's going on? So, you seem like you're not yourself today?
That's an understatement.
Not yourself, not too excited? Are you a little bit down in the dumps?
I'm depressed, if that's how you want to refer to it.
White House Brent is just stroking his dick right now as he types his fucking negative response to this part of the show.
Yeah, White House Brent can suck a dick. He's a fucking tool. He's such a twat.
Well, wait, what? We all hate White House Brent, but I mean, I thought we gave up, you know, mocking him for a while.
No, he's a fuckface because last week, with the finale of Big Brother, prick sent me a fucking direct message on Twitter telling me who won.
I guess maybe it wasn't the best of ideas for me to point out that people shouldn't send you messages about who won because you were taping it.
Right. But
my bad.
The joke is on you, fuckface White House Brent, because do you think I'm stupid enough to check a fucking tweet before the fucking show started with the chance that somebody like you, such a complete pathetic fucking loser asshole, would trick me like that? So I didn't check it. So a joke is on you, fuck dick.
Fuck dick indeed. I mean, if you're going to send something to somebody to spoil it, you have to send it to something that they're going to check, you know, with just a out of a blind habit. Maybe the Pal Talk PM. By the way, if you're on Pal Talk, we're in the Heroes Talk radio chat room. We're also in the HeroesTalk.com, you know, magical land of mystery. We're also open our phone lines right now. We have them open for our listeners. The number is 316-768-4472. You want to call the show, you want to comment, you want to say anything you like. I don't give a fuck what it is. Really, I don't. 316-768-4472. If you want to send a spoiler to somebody, you got to get it in their face. Does anybody check a direct message on fucking Twitter? Does anybody check them? I mean, I have a bunch I don't even fucking know about. I looked at them a couple days ago. Something was like, yo, Ken, I need to speak to you as soon as possible. I'm like, oh, okay, when was that from? Oh, April. Fantastic. Fantastic. Direct messages are the worst. So you had Big Brother spoiled for you, Frank. That's no excuse.
That's fucking small potatoes.
So there's
potatoes.
There are bigger problems going on.
I'm suffering. I'm depressed. I'm depleted. I'm drained. I'm miserable and I'm unhappy.
I'm sorry, Frank. What can I do to you know, as a friend and as a completely hetero friend? I know when people open up, what can I do to make you happy? That kind of fucking opens up all kind of fucking doors in people's twisted brains. I'm looking right at Ed McGrath. Don't ever say, what can I do for you to cheer you up, to Ed McGrath, because you'll end up with a fucking seatbelt imprint in your fucking chest and fucking crusted jizz in the corners of your mouth. But, Frank, what is it that's gonna cheer you up? That's going to get that fire back?
If I move.
If you
get
move?
Get a different house.
I mean, I don't know. What's wrong with your house is incredible.
It's been taken over, and I'm not going to sit here and joke about it. This is the real deal.
I'm serious because I honestly never hear Frank like this. Okay, and Frank goes through a lot of shit. I mean, obviously we hear his stories, we hear him, you know, his woes of his ass problems. He's got all kinds of you know, fears. He's had people fuck with his food, or at least he thought he did, and he doesn't get like this. He's never down in the dumps. Frank, I think through it all, through all your disorders and everything, and your crazy beliefs, you're generally a happy guy.
Yes.
Now you're not.
I'm not. I'm in fear of my life.
And you say it's your house has been taken over.
I'm in fear of my life. I'm in fear of my children's lives. And I'm in fear of the whole well-being. Yesterday or the other day or what have you, or I think it was yesterday, I don't know. My wife was, I have a basement in my house.
And yes.
There's a finished area and there's an unfinished area. And in the unfinished area, she was, you know, straightening up or what have you. And much to my sickening chagrin, she saw what appeared to be two vermin walking along the rafters of the basement ceiling.
Tiptoeing across the rafters.
Yeah. Now, like, you can only imagine the pain that you can only imagine what I'm going through right now.
Here's the thing, Frank. Again, the inconsistent germaphobe. You have always said animals don't bother you. When it comes from animals, it doesn't bother you. Now, the recent examples where this has been thwarted has been birds because of bird flu, and pigs, even though you can't really get it from them, from the swine flu, right? I mean,
right.
From the monkey flu.
If my wife found a goat in my basement, I would be jumping for joy.
Yes, yes, that's true. You do have favorites.
If my house was infested with a koala bears, I would be more than ecstatic.
Sure you would.
But it's being infested with vermin. Ken, my worst fear is coming true. I have vermin living in my home. I have disgusting, low-life vermin in my house. I cannot focus on anything. I cannot think. I can concentrate. I have one mission in my life, and that is to rid my house of these creatures. I can't even call them
the
that.
The creatures of the night that you're living amongst, Frank. I wanted to pretend as though I didn't know about this, but I am one of your Twitter followers. Go to twitter.com/thegermfreak. That's the germ freak. Follow him, and you'll see this just sad tirade. Like, it's what I would imagine Anne Frank's Twitter would look like if you just took the word mouse out of the picture. This would be her fucking Twitter. You're that fucking upset and distraught and sad. And it starts with you saying, "Wife saw two mice scurrying in basement. I'm going to die. I'm putting my house up for sale today." So, I mean, right early on in the beginning, you're ready to give up. But you just said that you've committed your life to getting rid of these mice.
Well, if you can go on and read, you'll see how I evolve.
Yeah. The next one is, I guess, after you posted
Yeah. Something I didn't like were people telling me that two mice equals 200 mice.
It's true. If it's one, it's 1 million.
Yes, and that kind of came from a gentleman by the name of Joe, or Joe, how he goes.
That would be O. Joey.
Yes.
Yes.
He is trying to scare me.
By any chance, were any of these people replying named White House Brent?
That prick did say...
Curses to you, White House Brent! Spoiler promotions and TV shows, you prick! How dare you? He doesn't have the energy. Jeremy Frick doesn't have the energy. I'll step right in there, motherfucker. White House Brent! So people are coming at you, pointing out the very true fact that if you have one mouse that you're able to see, there are fucking villages of mice running rampant in your fucking house right now. Now, how did you notice this? I mean, she physically saw them? Were there any signs?
She physically saw them prancing around.
No holes chewed in anything, or like the walls.
They were just walking along the ledge of the basement on the beams there. Two vermin. I'm just going to say vermin for now.
Okay, interesting. So you didn't see like missing food. I mean, I've always heard that when you have mice.
Well, what happened was the stuff in our garage. About a couple weeks ago in our garage, my wife found my dog's bag of kibbles and bits with a hole eaten through and half the food eaten out of the bag.
The kibbles and bits were missing. We have a caller here, Frank. Maybe they'll be a little bit supportive. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle show with a sullen and somber germ freak. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Joey Mouse.
Joey Mouse! What's going on?
I'm calling about your co-host, the Germ Freak. Just to let you know, this is just the beginning.
Oh, what the fuck,
Frank? That's what are you doing dealing with these people?
You know, you are just a horrible. You people should be fucking eradicated. You fucking animals.
Us people? What the fuck are you talking about, stupid?
listen, you fucking piece of shit. I am going to fucking smash my fucking boot on your fucking fragile skull until your fucking eyes pop out, you piece of shit.
Listen, fuckface, I'm going to take my little mice arms. I'm going to box those bald furry ears of yours. You listen? I saw that picture on your little Twitter of the dead mouse in the mouse trap. I have called the mice community, and we are coming.
They're coming
not
for
only
you.
Are we coming, we're bringing all of our mice bitches, and we're going to have a mice orgy in the wall of your house.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to squirt our mouse jizz all inside that bitches and overpopulate your fucking house with baby mice.
Now, Joey Mouse, you're not going to get all the mouse jizz inside the mouse bitches, are you?
No, we're going to get a little bit in there and a little squirt for, you know, for the house, you know, maybe in the pillowcases.
Might I suggest that, you know, for a mouse, the most comfortable place to begin coitus is probably maybe a loaf of bread, something like that. Find the bread, the pastas, just see where you can do it. Explore it.
Not only will there be mice jizz everywhere, we're especially going to concentrate on that unfinished basement. Now, you may be fooling yourself, Frank, to think that that unfinished basement area contributes to the overall value of the home, but that's a lie.
Well, okay? I mean, it does add, Joey Mouse, it does add to the square footage.
But by the way, Frank, is the air conditioning on? Because it's cold. I need to know this. Okay? And by the way, the next time you go make your little hot fudge sundaes and you reach for those chocolate jimmies, yeah, those are chocolate jimmies.
God almighty.
Yeah, just jars of mouse shit. Labeled jimmies.
This is our house now. This is our house. This is the mice house. My gang will get you, fuckface.
Oh my God, Joey Mouse! I'm not gonna let you terrorize my co-host like this. But Frank, it's very true. They're gonna be sprinkling mouse jizz on your Kix and other various cereals. Is that okay?
You know, I.
They're gonna be making their own frosting for the Flakes.
I don't want to make light of this, Joey Mouse. I don't know if you're still there.
No, he hung up because he's rounding up mouse bitches so he can arrange a fuck fest in your fucking Cheerios.
He won't survive. I have all points bulletin on you, so I don't want to make light of this. I'm thoroughly sickened over this. I haven't been able to eat or well, and I've thrown up.
Maybe
a
we can
times.
Get a caller to cheer you up. It's 316-768-4472. You're on with a germ freak that needs a little cheering up. Who's this?
Hi, this is Barb. Frank, I'm so sorry.
Barb, how are you? How are you? Thank you for calling
in. I'm good, I'm so upset. That mouse was violent.
Seriously, and thank you for calling in to be, a little bit supportive to our friend, Frank. I mean, who's going through hell right now?
I'm here for you, Frank. But first I wanted to tell you that this is an interesting turn of events because mice can carry pinworms. Do you know what those are, Frank?
Excuse me?
Do you know what pinworms are?
What are pinworms, exactly?
Well, let me tell you that pinworms are worms that infect your intestines. And one of the biggest symptoms is an itchy anus. Do you have that by any chance?
Do you prefer an itching ass? An itchy ass or a burning ass?
I prefer a burning ass, but I also have been suffering from an itchy ass.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And sometimes they've been known to crawl up your urethra and your anus, these pinworms.
Oh. Ouch.
You're not helping the situation.
Frank, I'm sorry. I never thought that something would swim up your urethra or anus like that, but apparently these pinworms do, and they're brought on by mice.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Jesus. All right.
You know what? You're not helping.
You got the pimagee, as they call it, Frank.
I don't know if your phone call, you thought you were going to be supporting me, but you're only making me feel worse.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of a... Well, Barb, I'm looking at a picture on Google, because I wasn't sure what a pinworm was either, and I see an asshole that looks like it was wiped with wet toilet paper. There's just shredded whiteness all over the ass. And then there's a picture of an African foot, which could just as well be somebody from Chicago pulling a pinworm out of their fucking foot. This thing is like 8 inches long, and it's coming out of like the ball of the foot, and they're just gripping it and pulling it through the skin.
Oh,
I
bet you they had a lot of mice.
Are you saying that I have pinworms in my ass?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, you've been
my.
Your asshole's been okay, though. You said you haven't had a lot of blood coming out lately.
Yes. Today, I sprayed blood all over my toilet.
That sounds like pinworms.
Oh, that's God. Not. You know all what? Right, well, I'm gonna go because.
Thanks a lot for the phone call, for making me feel a lot worse than I already do.
Sorry.
Thank you, Barb. I appreciate it. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Maybe we can get somebody to cheer him up. I mean, Barb tried, but who's this? Are you there? Oh, no, they hung up. Oh, well. You know what? Maybe they realize that if you don't have something nice to say, you better hang up and think of something meaner when they come back. Frank, I don't know, man. This seems a little bit rough, but... I'm actually just looking through your Twitter here, Frank. I've selected a few entries as you sunk deeper into your manic state.
It was a build up. I started from the beginning, and I wanted people to know what I was going through and the anguish I was suffering.
Yeah, I mean, you chastised the people. You said, "You people are not helping. Do you understand that I am afraid they're going to eat my eyes out when I'm sleeping?" So your wife only saw a couple mice. And you think you're going to wake up with no eyes.
My wife saw a couple of vermin.
Excuse me?
Continue reading, please.
Okay. The next tweet is, "There are vermin invading my house. My family is in danger. I'm having trouble breathing. My house is infested."
It's supposed to be infested.
Oh, well, that's with an F, not a V. I'm sorry.
I know.
I thought I was reading it wrong. Okay.
Ed McGrath pointed
and
out.
It says disease is spreading. That's the end of that one. The next tweet from twitter.com/thegermfreak is just a series of 25 helps with exclamation points, all caps. You just chose to use 140 characters to ask for help. You're asking people on Twitter to help you when you have a mouse. Or, I'm sorry, vermin. You don't even want to refer to it as the animal's name. But anyway. Okay, the next one's a little telling. You're saying OMG capitals, because now it's serious. "I think I just saw a tail between the crack of the ceiling tile." Now, you were hallucinating and just...
I was
seeing mouse,
yes,
parts?
I was seeing vermin everywhere in my peripheral vision. Every time I move, if I see a shadow, I think it's a vermin. If I hear something, I think it's a vermin. If I see a piece of thread, I think it's a fucking vermin tail. I'm really fucking freaking out right now. It's not a happy situation. I'm miserable.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a pleasant thing, Frank. But
no,
you know, and apparently it wasn't for you. The next tweet mentioned something about 250 and that you put an extra zero in by mistake.
Well, yeah, we called the exterminator last night.
Okay.
And it's 250 plus tax. But in the meantime, while waiting for the exterminator to come, I pretty much stayed up the entire night securing my house and my family from protection from these vile vermin.
So you went out and bought a couple traps.
I bought a couple hundred dollars worth of mouse traps, and the problem with these mouse traps. And listen, I would go into the Lowe's and the Home Depot my whole life and see the aisle where they have mouse traps and things like that. And I would be thinking to myself, oh, thank God that's not me.
So you spent a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, on some mouse traps.
How many fucking mouse traps did you get?
You don't understand the variety of mouse traps there are. There's covered mouse traps. There's touchless mouse traps. There's mouse traps that you press and snap. There's poison. There's a spinning mouse trap. The list goes on and on, and I don't know which one to.
I'm guessing you spent a couple hundred dollars on the poison mouse traps, based on your musical tastes.
No. That's not even a joke right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you know, I don't know what to use because I've never had this problem before. So I just bought a few of each and tried them. Well, I also bought glue traps. They're the most inhumane way. But at this point, I don't give a shit.
So we have Goatweed in the Heroes Talk chat room. He's saying he dropped about $150 and he bought six traps. and he took care of it. But you saw so many different varieties, and apparently you're not one of those people that's like, you know, you should really let the mouse live and drive him several miles away from your house and release him.
No.
Exactly. I'm not that either. I'm not going to put a fucking Ritz into a cracker, have them chew through and get trapped. Oh, he's stuck. And then I'll let him go. No, you fucking kill that goddamn mouse. Kill him.
Well, you know, and because I have the OCD, you know, I was in the aisle and obsessing, you know, which trap do I buy? Because it was like it was almost like a smorgasbord of vermin traps. Like
a what?
You go into
a what?
A smorgasbord of vermin traps. Now, when you go into a toothpaste aisle, the amount of different types of it's just mind blowing how many different types of toothpaste there are.
Do you think you spent more time looking at the mouse traps or the toothpaste aisle?
The mouse traps,
really?
The vermin traps.
It's funny. Maybe if you cared more about your teeth, you know.
Anyway, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but so I bought, like I said, I bought a few of each, brought them home, and of course they have the old fashioned mouse traps that your grandma has, which are the old fashioned wooden ones.
The ones that had the same piece of cheese, like, you know, my Depression era minded grandmother would never want to put a new piece of cheese on the fucking thing.
Right.
It became like plastic after a while.
And I remember, you know, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, she had mice in her home in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
She's
lucky that's all she had in Newark.
I remember, you know, as a kid, I would sleep over there, and I would see these little dishes of green pellets behind her stove, and I'd be freaked out, you know, because I'd be like, you know, what if I'm sleeping there and these things just come crawling into my bed and whatnot.
Yeah.
And now I'm living that nightmare on my own, and it's not something that I wish upon my worst enemy.
Yeah. So you called me when you got the traps, and you started telling me this one, that one, and all this, and all of a sudden I hear a snap, and you go, "Oh fuck!" Screaming. And I'm assuming that you're arming the trap and you fucked it up and it hit your knuckle, but that wasn't the case.
No. I wanted to see. I wanted to feel for myself what those son of a bitches are gonna feel.
Would you be willing? You purposely did this?
Of course.
Would you be willing to do that and record it so we could post it on our website?
I suppose so.
Okay. I eagerly await that video. I'm going to spend the next 2-3 hours just waiting for that video to arrive. But we'll see. I think we're going to get that up sometime this week. Now, so you just wanted to see, I guess, what the trap could actually do.
Right.
I mean, as a kid, if I saw a mousetrap, I mean, I saw enough cartoons to know that it would kill, like, you know, mice. And I saw the occasional dead mouse in it. So I'm thinking, like, you don't want to go near the thing. It's going to really hurt and maybe take your finger off or something like that. But it's not that big a deal. I mean,
no, our buddy tested Raph, every single one.
Our buddy Raph put several of them on his nutsack. So, I mean, it's not, not really all that big of a deal. But you just tested them, and then you started placing them.
I placed it. Right before I placed them, I called you, and then I began to place them. I placed them, and I'm walking in my basement. My spine is shivering. I'm feeling the heebie-jeebies. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm because I'm afraid these things are just gonna fucking jump right onto my fucking head and start eating my skull out of my brain, my brain out of my skull. I'm afraid, and I'm walking through this area with a flashlight, placing these things. I have latex surgical gloves on, to protect myself from any droppings and things of that nature. And I'm placing these things in these strategic locations, and every time I'm doing it, I'm just cringing, and I get goosebumps, and my hair stands on ends.
On ends?
Yes.
On ends. For the love of God, my house is under attack. My basement is my sanctuary, but now it is decaying from the infestation of these creatures.
Right. I love my...
It's a couple fucking mice, Frank!
I don't know if you're aware, but I love my basement. I mean, I love being in my basement room here, okay?
Of course,
And that is the place that is being invaded at this point in time. I'm not safe. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't.
Now let me ask you something. What danger are you in? You said you're not safe.
Being by a rabid vermin.
Rabid? How do you know they're fucking rabid?
How do I know they're not?
You don't. How do you know they're going to bite you?
Well, what if what if they start crawling up my leg and start biting my ding dong or whatnot?
That's true. They could actually crawl up your urethra. You know that they get in very tight places. Or your
anus.
They
get people's assholes, don't they?
Yeah, I think they're fucking put there. They don't fucking try to dwell in somebody's asshole. It's not necessarily the most fruitful and comfortable place. They're not going to find fucking, you know, Cheerios to steal in your ass. Well, maybe with you. But
so here's the situation. I place the traps, and then it's just a waiting game. I sit back in my finished basement area.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to hear a fucking snap.
You're using your fucking office as a panic room for a mouse.
Yes. I'm in the office as an it's my escape. It's my bomb shelter, if
Frank,
you will.
What would you do if you had a home invasion?
What do you mean by that?
What would you do if someone decided, I'm going to take a sawed-off shotgun and break in this guy's house, and you're downstairs? What are you going to do? You're going to do exactly the same thing you're doing for something that is as big as your big toe.
Okay.
You're blowing this way out of fucking proportion. It's a fucking mouse.
Let me just say this to you. So, literally, it had to be 6 seconds, 6 minutes... After I placed the traps,
okay.
God's honest truth, snap!
And that is about, I think, a few hours ago, whatever. Maybe a day ago. OMFG, yeah. I just heard a snap with like six exclamations.
Well, before that, I said I'm just waiting to hear a snap. And then 6 minutes later, to the exact minute, I heard the fucking snap.
Yes.
I heard it.
And Styx says that after you heard it, Rammstein came on, and then the DJ New Style show started. Tuesday Night Miracle. Oh, snap. So you finally got one, and then you inspected...
I put caught one.
Now, yeah, you did, on your Twitter, which is twitter.com/thegermfreak. And you posted a twit pic of this.
I posted a twit pic of my first kill.
It's on your Twitter. Again,
yes.
The Germ Freak. And I gotta say, it's a pretty big mouse.
You could say that. You could say that for sure, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, you were calling it vermin. You didn't want to call it a mouse, right?
I don't want to call it a mouse because...
It's not a mouse, is it?
It's not.
What is it, Frank?
According to the exterminator, my house is infested with rats.
Oh my god. Frank, you have rats in your fucking house? Were
yes.
they out on the street? Is that where they met? Into Frank's house! We'll eat his dog food, then go to his office. Get caught in a trap. So this fucking mouse that you thought was a mouse is actually an 80s hairband.
Best in Show Chris posted something. In the Twitter. He posted something, but I don't even know if he's listening right now, but he posted something, and he says, wow, that looks like it's bigger than a mouse. That looks like it may be a rat. And I just shoot it off because I thought myself it was a mouse.
Hmm.
But then the exterminator came today and he says, no, these are rats.
Oh, my God.
I have fucking rats in my house.
So here you are. You're freaking out, losing your mind, not knowing which fucking trap to get. You're just a complete wreck over a mouse. And then you're told it's a rat. Now, what happens? Because we hear... Rats, we think plague, we think electric tape and homosexual anuses, we think all kinds of things, Frank. What went through your mind when he told you it was a fucking rat?
I shut down. I shut down and collapsed where I was standing.
This in front of the exterminator.
I was out at the moment and I just dropped to my knees and collapsed where I was.
Man, yeah, and Best in Show Chris did call this out. I think his name on Twitter is Best in Show Chris. And he says, that looks a little bit too big to be a mice or mouse, buddy. Oh, my God.
Do you realize how do you realize what I'm going through right now? Do you realize how scared I am? I'm frightened and scared, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm scared. I'm frightened and scared.
So, he writes to the Germ Freak, holy crap, that looks a lot closer to rat than mouse. How big is that thing? And you replied, oh, no, it's as big as the trap. It's as big as... You, as soon as he mentioned rat, you didn't want to believe it. And then an expert told you.
Yes.
And now we're listening to epic guitar solos. So, Frank, you have fucking rats in your house. Now, what could this be for?
I'm embarrassed and mortified. I'm embarrassed and mortified.
This is the one thing that gets you embarrassed? Not having anal fissures and spilling blood all over because you have a fucking non-functioning ass?
I'm mortified. I'm so thoroughly embarrassed. I'm sickened. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna break down and just lose it. I'm gonna break down and lose it.
Jesus. Man, I mean, did you at least you killed the one rat, right?
I killed the one there. The other one, I was up all fucking night, and as you could see, I posted on the Twitter 4 a.m., 4:47 a.m. Of what I was going through. What happened was, all I had left was the old-fashioned mouse traps, the old wooden ones. I put the peanut butters in the mouse trap, and I placed it on the ledge there. I heard a snap a few minutes later. Unfortunately, however, the mouse or the vermin, you know, didn't get clipped, if you will. He just dropped off the wall into the French drain.
Yeah.
Stuck in the crevice of the French drain. So I was there for hours trying to... The problem was he was peeking out. He wanted to get out of the French drain. I had a bat, but I knew that if this thing...
I could just fucking picture you on your tiptoes with your house shoes on with your daughter's pink Easton bat. Pink aluminum bat.
It was a Spider-Man bat.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is your buddy Dan.
Dan, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Dan, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I feel awful, Frank. This is awful.
Yeah.
How do you think I feel?
Well, here's why I'm calling. I think this is all my fault.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Well, I mean, I was sleeping over your house this weekend, and I was staying down in your basement, and this chick called me up and wanted to come hang out, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I went and opened up your sad clown basement window so that she can get in.
Uh-huh.
And I left it open all night.
You son of a bitch.
You took the screen off? I mean, so she could climb into his house?
Yeah.
And you didn't close it up.
The only reason I left it, you know, I knew I left it open is the next morning, you know, it was so bright. And I think Barb's right about the pinworm stuff because when I went to go close the window, I saw this silver furry bat creature scooting his bare ass on the front lawn.
Oh my!
And you know, I couldn't make it out, but it was you, Frank. It was you. Your pinworm ass.
What?
Just like a dog with pinworm, just scooting your furry silver ass on the front lawn. And I just freaked out, and I just got the fuck out of there, and caught the next plane home.
Yeah,
so I do want to apologize. It's really all my fault.
Did you ever put the screen back?
No, I got the fuck out of there, you know.
Oh, my God. Because, yeah. I mean, I know last week Frank was nervous that when he had the window open, but the screen in, a raccoon came by his window and he freaked out, even though there was a screen up. So now who knows what's in his house because you flew over there, did what you had to do.
You're going to be hearing from my attorney, Dan.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize. I thought the sad clown basement window brought so much joy to my life, but in the end... I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the rats.
It cost you a friendship.
I do love rats.
It's too little too late, my friend. Too little too late.
Well,
I do apologize.
Well, right. Yeah, well, it's not going to flow.
Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate you fessing up like a man. It's okay.
But before the vermin fell into the French drain, it was eating the peanut butters off of the trap. But what happened was, you know, it didn't get clipped. So I was there. Now I knew it kept peeking out of the French drain opening.
So wait, it was just eating the fucking.
It was. I swear on my entire family, it was eating. I had a flashlight pointed right to its fucking beady eyes. The thing would just turn it, cock its head, continue stuffing the fucking peanut butters in its mouth, and look at me and continue to eat.
Really? And now,
yes.
And so it's basically saying, fuck you.
Right.
I want this peanut butter, and I'll have it.
Right. Yeah. So then I went back to my office. Like I said, he fell into the crack. Now, I'm sitting there. Now, here's the dilemma I'm in. I knew that if this thing came out of the crack of the French drain, there's no way I'm going to catch this thing with a fucking baseball bat because these things are fucking super quick.
Yeah, okay? Of course not. So it was a stupid
effort. I wanted him to stay in the crack, and I kept, you know, hitting the bat on the concrete slab and making sure he stayed in the crack. Meanwhile, at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm yelling to Donna to get up. I didn't have my – I didn't want to leave the fucking area because I knew if I left the area, he would fucking run out and I wouldn't know where he went. And I didn't have my phone in that room. So I had to fucking race to my fucking office area, phone call her real quick. I had her come down and give me pots of boiling water. I wanted to flush this motherfucker out. I figured if I put the fucking boiling water in there, he'll fucking cook alive.
So, what happened? Did he eventually exit the drain?
I poured the fucking boiling water into the French drain cracks.
So you brought boiling water down from the kitchen to your basement?
My wife brought it down.
Wow, okay.
Okay. On direct orders from me. She was half asleep. I just says, do this, and she did it.
And she could have been scalded because you're afraid of a fucking rat.
Right. Hey, you're afraid of them too, my friend.
I'm not afraid of a rat. Sure, I'd be startled if I saw one, but I'm not afraid of it, Frank. You get a fucking... There are ways to do this. Humans have been dealing with fucking rats for who knows how long.
So here's... Let me finish. So I poured the boiling water into the crack. This motherfucker would not come out now. I think it actually slithered underneath a crevice in the concrete slab. And now, for all I know, this thing could be eating a hole through my entire fucking foundation.
Well,
I don't know where it is.
One thing is good. At least we know that Joey Mouse was full of shit. Okay, Joey Mouse is just blowing smoke. He heard mice. Joey Rat, however, he means business.
To have something, to have a, you know, obviously I have dogs, they're mammals, but to have a mammal living in my house, it's not my pet, it's a very odd feeling. I have something with a central nervous system and a beating heart living in my fucking house.
You mean like the mammals that are not your pets?
Right.
Like your son and daughters and your wife?
You know what I'm talking about. Don't get coy with me.
Okay, sure. So it's weird to have an animal that is a mammal just deciding this is my house. You didn't bring me here, but I'm just going to live here and I'm going to eat your fucking food. And I'm gonna do everything that
I'm scared to. I'm scared to sit on my couches. I'm scared because I'm just afraid I'm gonna see something running across the floor.
Frank,
I'm frightened.
Why are you frightened of this? Just take
I'm
care
fri-
of it. Did I not tell you what to do? Did I not tell you exactly what you need to do?
I don't have time to fuck around and experiment with bullshit like that.
Okay, listen.
If you want to sit there and spend your Saturday afternoon doing that, go for it and send it up to me and I'll fucking use it.
What I had told Frank is something that I've heard about a while ago from a coworker. The bucket trap for mice and rodents and everything. And apparently there's video on YouTube. You search mouse bucket trap or rat bucket trap. And it is so fucking effective because all it is a bucket maybe half filled with water, a plank going up the side so they can crawl up, and then inside the bucket is maybe some peanuts or chips or something they'll want to eat. But there's different variations, Frank. You could turn it into that fucking that one game show where they're outside and they're doing an obstacle course and like the things bounce and they fall into the water, whatever it is. They take a soda can and put two holes in it and put a fucking wire through it so it spins on the wire, and then they put food on the top of the soda can. The mouse jumps on the soda can to get the food and rolls into the water, pity patties around in the fucking, you know, the bucket a little bit, and dies and drowns dead. And they'll go for it every time. You just keep restocking the bait. It will never fail you, ever.
All right. I first of all, I would never do that because I'm not going to sit there and re-put
and,
bait
and also,
something that was already touched by a fucking vermin's.
Now, Barb pointed out pinworms. You don't have to worry now because it's rats, okay?
Oh, God.
You don't have to worry. There's no pinworms. Is that a relief, Frank?
You guys are not helping me. Do you realize that I'm on
Frank,
I'm on
there's no Frank, there's no mice. There's no pinworms. Do you understand?
I don't give a fuck about the pinworms.
Well, okay, but
there's
no pinworms, Frank, but there are a few diseases that are carried by rats. I just got a list, actually. Barb said, no pinworms, but unfortunately these diseases are carried by rats. We have hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, which is a deadly disease transmitted by infected rodents through urine, droppings, or saliva. But they don't put that anywhere in the house, right? They do that outside? Do the rodents do that outside, Frank, or do they do it in the house?
Do what?
The droppings in the urine.
I did see some droppings in the basement.
Oh, okay. Well, then that could be diseased. The next one is murine typhus, which, you know, flea-infested rats can take care of that. Yeah. That's no good. Oh, and there's also one that sounds really good. It sounds like a disease invented in the fucking South, where where all their ailments have simple names. This one's just called rat bite fever.
God.
And apparently they could bite you. I mean, I thought they'd run away because they're afraid, but you cornered this fucking guy in a French drain for hours, pissed him off. By the way, rat bite fever is a systemic bacterial illness caused by streptobacillacidu. That is, it can be acquired through the bite or scratch of a rodent. Oh, I'm sorry. Or the ingestion of food or water that has been contaminated with rat feces.
Oh, God help me. You know, this list is too much information.
Meningitis.
Wow. No, there's no need for you to continue it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was just looking further through the list.
Oh.
Itchy ass. Oh, I'm sorry. Pinworms still a danger, Frank. I didn't think there would be pinworms, but I guess it's just any rodent. Rat bite fever. Ran out. Wow. Frank, come on. Cheer up. So you got one, and now there's one on the loose. He got away, right? Have you seen any droppings since then? I mean, has there been any activity? Where are we with this? What did the exterminator say?
He said, what could he say? You know, he put the poison down. He put the glue traps down. I pretty much paid this guy for something that I already know.
How much did you pay him again? How much?
I paid him $250 plus tax.
And you do realize that exterminators really make their money on the comeback? You do realize that, right?
What do you mean?
They get more money if they go to your house again because there's more rodents. So what does that tell you? They're not going to kill all of them. They leave a few. They leave a couple just so that, you know, you get a few weeks of peace. And then, you know, the infestation comes back again. You notice some fucking, you know, Alpo is missing, or your fucking Yukonuba bag is fucking empty, whatever it is. And then you call the guy up and say, hey, man, it's happening again. He's like, oh, okay. You know what? $225 this time. We'll really get it. And then he kills one, waves it in front of you, acts like a hero, and moves on. Then he comes back because he doesn't kill them all, Frank. He's made you a fucking recurring customer. This guy will be back if you don't kill it yourself. You need to do this, be a fucking man, and kill it yourself, Frank. And you're not going to do it with a fucking Spider-Man bat, which was probably plastic. You're not going to do it.
It was plastic.
Yeah, what are you going to do with a wiffle ball bat, Frank? These things fucking... they survive a lot of shit, okay? Do you understand? You're not going to kill one with a wiffle ball bat. Especially with your coordination.
What am I supposed to do? Should I move?
All I can focus on is killing this son of a bitch. It is invading my home where my wife sleeps and my children play with their toys. A little moment of levity. I understand, Frank. Quote a movie. Very funny. I'm almost in a trance. My purpose in life is to kill this piece of shit. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a despondent germ freak. Who's this?
Hey, Ken, and Frank, it's Craig.
Hey, now if there's somebody who knows about
you,
rats.
Did you know, Frank, that the rats are passing around the swine flu right around your house right now?
What the fuck? What?
Right now, they're passing it around. You better get out. You better get out right now.
Oh, Craze? And something else I forgot to tell.
Craze, are you in a fucking meth lab? What the fuck is that background noise?
Oh, it's my XM radio.
Oh, you think maybe you want to turn that down a little bit?
Yeah,
no problem.
There's something else I forgot to tell you that the exterminator found. This is a God's honest truth. He found that the cap on the sore pipe was off. He thinks they also may be coming in for the sore pipe.
Okay, thanks. So the
rats are spreading the swine flu right now, as we speak, Frank. You know, so
crazed. How happy were you when you discovered you could take the peanut butter off of Frank's traps and not get killed?
What the?
I don't know. I have this magical shrinking ray, and I'm able to like go through every single crevice.
You should get a magical funny ray.
Seth, do you have any experience with these type of creatures at all?
Well, I found a mouse actually in my house, and Mom trapped it. But what was weird was she just let it out in the yard where it could just wander into somebody else's house.
Yeah,
a neighbor's house or whatever.
Yeah, right, you could hope.
Your family's a bunch of vegetarians, so that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Craze, would you ever consider eating a mouse?
No.
But you would consider killing one?
No.
You wouldn't kill one with a trap?
No.
Now, what's so fucking...
We have humane traps, actually.
Yeah, humane traps. Believe me,
trapping
it in your house. the fucking mouse is punished already for having chosen your house.
We literally put like a little bit of peanut butter, milk, go into the trap.
Yeah,
and the door shuts in behind them, and then they get trapped in there.
Come on, who are you kidding? You know there's no extra peanut butter at your house. Come on, Craze.
There's peanut butter in my house.
Not for long. Thank you, Craze. I appreciate the call, buddy. Sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on him so quickly, Frank. I don't even know what to say to you right now. When Craze was trying to do his H1N1 gag, which I don't think that's true. It could be. I don't know, Frank. I'm not an expert. It could be. But you mentioned that your sewer pipe.
The exterminator found that the cap on the sewer pipe was off.
Oh,
he says
God.
That it may be coming in through the sewer pipe as well.
So that means they could be coming in through your toilet.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why you have such a bloody asshole. They're nipping at your fucking sphincter.
Oh, no.
They're tearing into your ace, Frank. And you don't even know.
I can't take it anymore.
Frank, do you feel that? Like, do you think you might have a rat in you right now?
Ow!
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know, Ken. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't even want to be here right now. I want to just leave my house and take my family with me like they did in the fucking...
Where would you go? Where would you go, Frank?
I'd go to my mother's house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like the Amityville horror movie. You're going to all get in a raft and abandon your expensive home because you think you saw a fucking ghost. Fuck.
God, I'm at wit's end. I don't know what to do.
Frank, here's what you do. You set up a 24-hour rat cam on the trap so that we can watch it. We can all celebrate when the rat is killed. We can tweet about it. Change our statuses on Facebook, which is all the rage.
My misery and my agony is not meant for your entertainment. I'm not going
to
sit here and
we
want
to feel happy for you. No, we're not asking you to do a fucking 24-hour soft shoe. You just put a fucking camera next to a trap, you fuck.
Somebody's got to hold the button down.
What button? You put a button. Hold a button down.
For the camera.
When you used to be on cam for this show, Frank, did you have to hold a button down?
Yeah, but my computer's not by the traps.
Cameras have wires, Frank. Come on.
Whatever.
Yeah, I see. No, I see how it is. I see how it is.
You know, I don't know.
I want two videos of you putting mouse traps on your fucking fingers then. Okay?
Give a shit about that.
You said you would do it.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Well, White House Brent says that you should just take the family to Chuck E. Cheese and relax and have fun.
My God. You know, this White House Brent is the
He's
devil.
He's killing you! He's killing you! White House Brent is, he used to be a big fan. Now I think since you called him fuckface, he has it out for you. Jesus Christ, Frank. I don't know. You know, I need a bit of a break, if you don't mind. Frank, are you going to be okay?
No, I'm taking it one day at a time, my friend.
Frank, how are you gonna handle this?
I honestly don't know how I'm gonna handle it, and that's the God's honest truth. I don't know. There's I have no definitive answer because I don't know what's gonna come about.
No,
I mean,
how are you gonna spend this break? Are you gonna just close the office door, turn the lights out, close your eyes, put some peanut butter on your eyelids, and just lay back? And hope what? For death.
You know, that's... I'll tell you one thing. The thought of peanut butter makes me sick. I don't want nothing to do with peanut butter anymore.
Really?
The smell of it makes me vomit now.
Hmm. The smell of peanut butter. Peanut butter is probably the greatest thing.
It is, but ever. when you're slathering it on fucking vermin traps it and you see these vermins eating it, you don't enjoy it anymore.
Really?
Let's take a break, please, because I'm about to wipe my tears.
Well, Frank... I mean, did you name any of them yet?
Are you... You know, what is your problem? Where do you get off saying such a thing like that? You see I'm suffering here, and the anguish I'm going through. You have the nerve to make a disgusting, immature joke like that? Now, I want to take a break, and I want to take a break now.
Well, I think somebody has a suggestion.
What the fuck? You know, that is just... You know what? You're going to hell.
What? How am I going to
hell? I know
what
you're doing right now. You're playing Michael Jackson's Ben.
Wow, that's very good, Frank. That's very, very good of you. Maybe you could hum that as the rats chew your eyes out. Jesus, Frank. He's just saying, you know, maybe you befriend the rat. Maybe it,
Yeah, I'll befriend the rat, and then I'll take it, and I'll mail it to your fucking house.
Okay. It's a DJ New Style show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style show will be back after something.
This is Keith from Best in Show Radio. During the summer, the best way for you to wind down from a long day at the beach, the park, the PlayStation, or wherever it is you people with jobs go, is with your friends at Hear Us Talk. Join us every Tuesday night for the DJ New Style Show, live from 9 to 11. Thursday nights, catch Best in Show Radio, live from 8 to 11. And usher in your weekend with The What Show, Friday nights at 9:30, all times Eastern. Plus, on Wednesday nights, dim the lights and get your popcorn ready for 100K Presents. And remember some older moments on Monday nights with the Best in Show Radio Journey to the Past. All of this and more can be found at HearUsTalk.com and the Hear Us Talk Radio Room in Powtalk. And don't forget to check out our forums at RadioBronzeFans.com and get your hands on all the latest merchandise at HearUsTalk.Spreadshirt.com. All of this is brought to you by the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
Everybody look around and shout.
Hey everyone,
everyone, this is Jimmy Francone, and you're listening to the Jimmy Francone Super Cool and Zebra Poaching Unicorn Horn Song Up Show in the World! Okay, so today in social studies, Fat Steven pooped in his pants, and we all laughed at him, and he ran away crying. And it's not really a great story, but it's something I'm pretty sure I'm gonna never stop laughing at ever. Well, today's the first day of fall, and I don't know why some people are happy about fall, except for the fact that fall has Halloween, and I don't know what else, but Halloween's pretty coolest, but I never know if I should call it fall or autumn, because, like, I usually say fall, but today my teacher told me when she was a little kid, they used to call it Indian summer. And when I asked her what the Indians called summer, she said she didn't know, and when I asked her if summer should be called white man summer, she gave me detention. Which is stupidest because all I did was draw pictures of Fat Steven crying and pooping with brown pants on. Anyway, we have a caller on the coolest show in the world ever, the dragon punching, dragon flying, and fire shooting out of your nose show in the world.
But, yeah, you know, like, you should get a real radio show, you know, and, like, play, you know, Russian techno or, like, you know, something that people want to hear, you know what I mean?
No. I really don't know what you mean.
But, like, you know, Russian techno, you know, the stuff they bang in the clubs, you know? And you, like, you should also always cater to the hotties, you know? Like, keep it real chill for the hotties and play techno and get the hotties to friend you on Facebook, so you know what I mean? So you could endlessly harass them and claim them as imaginary girlfriends when people say that you're a gay virgin, you know? But, no, yeah, you know, you should also get a real radio show, you know? Stop pretending.
I'm gonna hang up on this guy because he's a creep and he's telling me to join Facebook and be on Facebook and probably get old men hitting on me on Facebook. And I know that when I'm this guy's age, I'm never gonna be on computers because my dad always told me that computers are for nerds, faggots, and Jews. And I don't want to be any of those. Anyway, I'm just going to remember this as the greatest day ever, except for the worst and stupidest call in the whole world, because Fat Steven pooped his fat pants, and I finally learned that the real summer is just called summer, and stupidest summer is called Indian summer. And you can do the math on that, and if you take summer out of the equation, my teacher's basically saying that Indians are stupid. She's racist. And this concludes the coolest Super TP building wigwam making it a diorama show in the world!
Alright, where's me smack?
The DJ New Style Show.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night program. Fuck it, I don't give a shit. Listen to us now or don't. Eat my ass. I can't speak. And you know what? I shouldn't. That's why I'm going to leave it to Best in Show every Thursday night, 8 to 11. And The What Show, Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m., all times Eastern. It's the Heroes Talk Radio Network. Frank, how you doing, buddy? Everything going okay with you? I hope so. I sure hope so. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you wanna follow Frank on Twitter, feel free to do so. It's twitter.com/thegermfreak. That's T-H-E, germ freak. No unusual spellings. He's not into that. But you have taken you've taken to Twitter quite well, I guess. You were a little apprehensive about using it at first. Are you eating something?
Yeah.
So, in the face of a rat infestation, you still can't fucking stop the urge to unveil food and wave it in front of their fucking faces.
Well, I'm going to make sure I clean up my place after I'm done.
What are you eating right now?
Grapes.
No, that's good. That definitely doesn't attract the rats. Frank.
But yeah, I joined a Twitter. Part of the Twitter Foundation.
You're using it. You're replying. You're actually being a decent Twitter community member, which I would never have expected after you reluctantly signed up. You didn't want to do it in the first place. You didn't want to be a part of it.
So you thought I wasn't really going to do anything on it?
I kind of thought that you would just sign up and never do anything. Frank, are you sure that's you, or is that the rat? Do you have another mic somewhere? Did you set up the rat cam?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
All right. The only problem I have with Twitter is I'm not sure of the protocol. I noticed that people, and I'll use you as an example, you have a lot more followers than people that you follow. And I was wondering why that is.
No, yeah, I follow less people than people that follow me.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't.
Now, if people are nice enough to follow you, don't you feel obligated to follow them all back?
No, I don't, to be perfectly honest. I mean, if I see something that they're talking about that interests me, I'll follow them.
How are you gonna know if they have something interesting if you're not following them?
I click on their names every now and then. If I notice somebody new, I click their names. If I see somebody, replying to someone I know or replying to me or whatever, then I'll deal with that. Oh, this should be a gem. 316-768-4472. Definitely don't have a one call per show rule on this show. It's the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Frank, stop eating on the mic, man. That's rude.
That's some more pro tips from Craze. Craze, thank you.
Grapes are healthy, though. They make wine.
That's good. Yes, hey, they do.
Craze, we got a toilet in the back. Needs to clean them.
Now, Frank, I would really love to see. I would love to see who would win in a trivia contest: your 5-year-old son Luke or Craze. Do you think we could set that up someday? Maybe ask some questions. Because I have a feeling. I mean, Craze just brought this knowledge to us that grapes are used to make wine, as if, you know, he's so proud that he learned this. And I bet you Luke probably just learned this as well. So I think they're on maybe the same learning curve or something like that. But, Craze, thank you for the call again. I appreciate it. Gilded audio, as always. So, yeah, Frank, I only follow people that, put decent stuff out there. There's the occasional, fake Twitter account that comes up. Twitter account from just a website where it's, like, the website name. For example, like, twitter.com/hearustalk. You know, just weird things like that.
Well, what happened was I was inundated with a bunch of what I call them is hijackers. I call them hijacked Twitter people. They were like, companies like tanning companies and, tanning, different types of commercial companies, it seemed like they were just wanting to be my Twitter friend just because they could advertise their wares.
Yeah.
And you told me that not to worry about that. That's normal.
But, Frank, they're not going to use your Twitter to do anything because if they follow you, it has no control over your thing. You do understand that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Somehow you've managed to set up... Did you ever manage to set this up where you post your Facebook to your Twitter? I thought you did. Or are you just duplicating your efforts right now?
You're posting... They're two different entities, my friend.
So you're posting things in both.
One is not the other.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Anyway, so, I mean, I don't know, Frank. People are following you. I posted the URL out there. Hopefully more people do. It's twitter.com/thegermfreak. And you were telling me something that, like, you feel a little awkward. As far as trying to get more followers.
Make refresh my memory?
Well, you were saying to me that you don't feel you don't know if it's proper to say to tell people.
Oh yeah, is it proper? Because is it like I know there's this internet chat thing called Pal Talk that we utilize sometimes.
Yes,
and a lot of times they have what's called a private messenger, a PM. But you have to have somebody on your friend list in order for them to accept the PM. So what you say to them is, "Oh, can you add me to your list?" Which, in other words, could you add me to your friend list on Pal Talk so I could send you a PM?
Okay? I got you.
Now,
yeah.
Now, let me finish. With Twitter. Now, and nobody thinks that it's rude if you ask somebody to add you to their list on Pal Talk. Am I correct?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is it rude to ask people to follow you on Twitter?
In what context, though?
Is it tacky?
Are you going into a chat room and saying, hey, guys, follow me on Twitter? Or are you calling someone on the phone?
No, I'm not calling anybody on the phone. Just maybe you see somebody in another, you know, say you see somebody in Pal Talk or on Facebook and say, hey, listen, by the way, you know, you could, you know, this and that. Is that tacky? Is that pathetic?
It might be a little bit. I mean, while I can see having a button on your site that says follow me on Twitter or something like that. A lot of sites have that. I can see that, but maybe going in and be like, yeah, you know, I'm on Twitter. You should follow me here, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of needy a little bit, right?
Some people I know have, you know, hundreds of followers.
Yeah.
So I say to myself, well, if they start following me, then, you know, people will see me and I'll be part of the in crowd, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of people just, I've seen gimmicks that people do to try and get followers, like the number of followers you have is like the ultimate in self-worth, I guess, for them. They'll be like, you know, follow me, I'll follow you back. Follow me, I'll follow you back. Like, who gives a shit? Like, whatever. I'll write things that interest me, and I'll read things that interest me. That's the whole fucking point of the service.
And you told me something, and I hope I'm not out of bounds here, but you said that, and for lack of adjective, I can't remember exactly what you said, but it looks cooler if you have more followers than people you follow.
I think you look more maybe popular, if you want to say it that way. If you follow less people than follow you. For example, you'll see like this guy, Gary Vaynerchuk, who's the host of Wine Library TV. He's like 800,000 followers. He follows like 5,000 people. You know, I mean, it just looks like that, but it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. You're going to reach whoever wants you to reach them. That's what the whole fucking thing is. It doesn't matter, Frank. But you're enjoying Twitter? You're having fun with it?
You know, Twitter to me is the Outlook Express version of Microsoft Outlook.
What?
What I'm saying is, let me go back and rephrase it, okay? Facebook
Outlook Express is the Outlook Express version of Microsoft Outlook. You
please,
fucking
please,
idiot.
Please. Now, people, you know what I'm gonna the analogy I'm gonna make right now. People have to know what I'm talking about, okay? They have to know the difference between the two.
Okay.
Facebook is equivalent. Facebook is to Microsoft Outlook as Twitter is to Outlook Express.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Frank, do you want to be mean right now? Because this is the third time. 316-768-4472.
Hey, Frank, is your refrigerator running? Better catch those grapes.
Yeah, Craze always wants to know when things that contain food are getting away from him, so he knows whether or not to put fucking rollerblades on. Craze, seriously, dude. Seriously. Fucking last nerve. Absolute last nerve. How many times is he gonna fucking call the show and do nothing? I don't know. Frank, you don't want to comment for Seth?
I don't know what to say, you know? I mean, you know, what could I say? If he sees a fucking refrigerator running, he'll fucking just, you know.
Do you remember the days when Wes used to call in every show?
Yeah, those were good old days.
Those were our worst shows ever.
What?
What? What are you talking about?
Nah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Getting back to my analogy, do you understand my analogy?
Well, you're
is,
saying that Twitter is the
it's a very scaled down version of Facebook. It's a very scaled down, less perks, less colorfulness, less detail.
You're saying less colorfulness, whereas Facebook is white and blue.
And well, Facebook
and Twitter has fucking rainbows in the background.
They have different applications, different games, and they have different vibrant colors that you could post on that come up. You know, obviously you don't know the analogy I'm trying to make.
I understand it.
I apologize.
Facebook has something called status. Twitter has Twitter. And they're the same fucking thing, except Facebook has a lot of other shit. Your original analogy would have been good if you didn't fucking bobble it. Outlook Express and Outlook is like Twitter and Facebook. Boom! Done! You don't need to stammer. Jeff was marveling
at the number of times you stammered while trying to say that. Jesus Christ. But you're loving Twitter, and that's good. That's fantastic.
It's all right. You listen. You know that they have I was at the bookstore the other day, and God's honest truth, there's a Twitter for dummies. There's a fucking 3-inch book on fucking Twittering.
Yeah.
What else is there to know?
It's 3 inches of pages that teach you how to create an account. That's it.
I mean, what is there to know that they can fill 2.5 to 3 pages of booklet?
No, 3 inches of pages, right? You said.
3 inches.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just my mom can do Twitter. My dad can do Twitter. They can tweet. They can do all this shit.
But I bet you there's probably a lot of things that can be done that we don't really know about.
You write 140 characters and you collect friends. That's what it is. It's the same fucking thing.
Why do you think they limit the character amount?
It's something to do with the text message length. I think the max characters in a text message is 160 characters. So there's some information that has to be transmitted along with that. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter.
Also, the problem having a Twitter is...
Why were you looking in the computer help book section of a bookstore?
Because I'm tired of relying on people when I have computer problems, and I want to learn about computers, and also Windows 7 is coming out, and I also saw a book on phones. I saw a book, in addition to the dummies for Twitter for dummies, there's also something called iPhone for dummies. I saw this, it struck my eye, so I said to myself, listen, if I buy this iPhone for dummies, then if I buy an iPhone, I'll be prepared.
Wait, you're buying an iPhone?
I bought an iPhone for dummies book.
Oh, so you just bought the book. Okay.
I said to myself, yeah. I said, well, what's the point of me buying the book if I don't have an iPhone? So then I bought the iPhone.
Wow!
I have an iPhone.
Whoa! You have an iPhone.
I have an iPhone. I have the most revolutionary phone, the most advanced technology. Consumers Reports or Time Magazine quoted the invention of the century.
Wow.
I don't know which publication it was.
So you have most advanced phone on the market right now.
I have the iPhone 3G. Now, there's a 3GS.
Oh.
I don't have the 3GS because I don't need 16 millibytes of memory.
Millibytes.
All I need is the 8 millibytes.
What the fuck is a millibyte?
It's the amount of memory you have. The more millibytes, the more memory you have. So the 16 millibytes is more memory than the 8 millibytes. And I don't use the iTunes thing, so I don't need that.
Jeff just said millibytes is how Tom Hanks ate the corn in Big. The little fucking baby corns. Come on, that's funny. Shut the fuck up, Frank. So millibytes, you bought the one with the 8 millibytes.
Right, because I don't need the 16 millibytes. I'm not downloading iTunes. I'm not going to be downloading movies. And it would be overkill. The only difference... So the only difference between the 3G and 3GS is more millibytes and there's a video technology.
So you actually spoke to someone who used the word millibyte.
It's... Millibytes is the amount of memory. Its abbreviation is MB for millibytes.
First of all, that's not even correct. Second of all, millibyte doesn't even exist. It's gigabyte, perhaps? Are you familiar? I'm sorry. A millibyte is a 1,024th of a kilobyte. So you have a really fucking advanced phone.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
So, and the only difference between the 3G and 3GS is the millibytes and it has a video, and I have a very nice a digital camera, yeah. so I don't has video, so I don't need it.
Okay, so you have an iPhone.
I have an iPhone.
Congratulations, Frank.
I'm excited about it.
You have a more advanced phone than I do right now.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an LG Flip.
Oh boy,
LG Flip.
A
right
flip
here.
Phone.
It's
flip phone.
Nice
flip,
little...
flip phones went out in '97, my friend.
Oh, really? Okay.
You have a pathetic stock phone that you get when you just fucking sign up for the fucking...
This is not
service.
A stock phone. I'll have you know that when I got it, it was it was like near the top of the line. But it was a couple years ago.
Where's it now? The bottom of the line.
Yeah, it's probably leaps and bounds over what
you
had.
Somebody, now
you're
pretty versed in computer technology.
Why are you gloating about technology when you just figured out what the fuck Twitter was?
Listen to me, my friend. You're pretty. You know you can get around. You know computers pretty well, don't you? You'd say that, right?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that.
Well, how embarrassing is that somebody who knows computers has such a pathetic cell phone, whereas I have an iPhone, which is the best phone out there.
I guess
you can't get better than the iPhone is the best cell phone of all.
Yeah, but you got the second rate model. You got 2 years.
No. I have the model that has been out since it started. This new model only came out in June.
Frank, excuse me. iPhone 3G is a couple years old, I believe.
Right, but the 3GS just came out in I think June.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're old. It's
overkill. I don't need that. And also, Ed McGrath, he indicated that the iPhone would be too advanced for me. He wanted me to get it.
Oh, okay. So now that you have the book and you've got your iPhone.
Right. I have iPhones for Dummies, which I'm studying.
So, Frank, how do you like the iPhone?
I haven't figured out how to turn it on yet.
You haven't even fucking used the phone?
No, I didn't
You purchased a new phone and you didn't even fucking use it?
No, I haven't really done anything with it.
What's holding you up?
It just looks too complicated.
There's one fucking button on the front of it.
No, does it look
complicated? When it's not on, it looks like the most simple thing ever.
These fucking little icon things, I don't know what to do with them.
Oh, so you did turn it on.
Yeah, oh, I turn it on. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The guy showed me it.
So the guy took your phone out of the
Miguel.
Box and he activated the phone for you and
he
it's
activated
also...
it. Yes.
Now, you do realize that you're going to be obsessed with the since it's a touchscreen, the grease on the screen.
Oh my God, it's funny you mention that because you could see like fingerprints and smudges.
Yeah, from the guy. The guy that set it up for you had to rub his fucking fingers that he probably had up his ass or on his penis.
This son of a bitch was hacking into his fucking hand all night, and then he takes my fucking phone. I'm afraid to use the fucking thing.
So that's what it is. That's what it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Someone's saying that today Frank used his pathetic flip phone.
Whatever.
They're saying you use that, yet you...
You realize that...
You attacked me for using a flip phone after... that's 1997.
You realize that flip
phones...
That's
Smash Mouth and ska bands, Ken.
Flip phones went out with the same time that top load VCRs went out, my friend.
No, that's when they came in. You fucking idiot. Oh, top load VCRs, Frank.
Is your VCR top load or side load?
Who has a VCR these days? Do you have a VCR?
Of course.
How else am I going to watch my my home movies? Jesus Christ. You probably had a top... We never had a top-load VCR. We always had the front-load VCR, Frank. Always. But you know what? You make fun of me because of my phone. You know, it's a pretty cheap shot to take for somebody who has a bunch of fucking rats in his fucking house. You have a rat infestation in your fucking home. And that's going to be the drop whenever I mention your fucking rat problem. Round and round. Do you think it's because the seasons have changed, Frank? Do you think that's what it is?
Today's the first day of autumn.
Fall or Indian summer. Is it still politically correct to say Indian summer? I don't think little Jimmy Francone cleared that up. Do they still say that?
I don't know. Was Indian summer the reference to fall? I didn't know that. I thought Indian summer was just when you had a warm fall.
I always thought it was fall. I thought it was like another fucking term for it. Oh, I guess that's what it is. It's an informal expression given to a period of sunny, warm weather in autumn in the northern hemisphere. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Do you need me to give you a book, because obviously you didn't know that.
Yeah, and make sure it has tips on how to have a fucking rat problem, you fucking douche, and buy a phone that you'll never use. You wanted to step your game up, You wanted to get some new technology, and you didn't even fucking take it out of the box because somebody handled it. Somebody who probably had their fucking their dick in their hands, smudged dick grime all over your fucking touchscreen.
How embarrassed are you when you take out your fucking flip phone? How pathetically embarrassing is it?
I'm not embarrassed at all. I have my phone protected by a lovely phone case.
You have a pocketbook for your phone.
It's not a fucking pocketbook, first of all. It's like a phone sock, and it came with the phone.
Oh, my God. You actually have a phone sock on your person? I never even heard of the term phone sock. Can you coin that?
I don't know. It looks like a small cloth case. Could be like a baby's sock, but it isn't. It's specifically designed for this phone. The phone slides in nice, protects it. And it's very thin, it's not bulky or cumbersome, and it's got a little pocket on the front where I can keep important belongings.
Do you have a GPS on your phone?
I do not have a GPS on
my
phone.
Oh, okay, because I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Let me know when you use it, because I'd like to know how it works. Or maybe you could read your fucking, your third-party manual. You bought a fucking iPhone for dummies.
Do you have an unlimited internet access on your phone?
I do not.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I do. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Good. Let me know when you... let me know when you surf your first web page. What else do you have, Frank? I know you have a lot that you don't even know about. And I know about it. Now, why did you get the iPhone? Didn't you think of maybe another phone? You could try maybe a different phone, something like that.
Well, my wife had bought me a Samsung Impression. It's the newest of Samsung Impression.
So the Samsung Impression, you had that phone?
I had the phone. My wife bought it for me. It had the QWERTY on it and everything.
Well, now how was that phone?
I didn't use it because I wanted to see if there was something else better out there.
Yeah, I see. You didn't even open
also,
it or try it.
Ed McGrath told me it was too complicated for me.
Yeah. Ed McGrath could accurately say that if your wife had given you a fucking a wine bottle cork with an antenna.
Ed McGrath also told me that it's too complicated. He told me that the touch tone phone is also too complicated for me as well.
Yeah, the Canon string also. So you didn't use that phone. I think you had bragged about having that phone on the show, and you still never used it.
No. So I had this is what I had to do. When you bring it back, they have... The son of a bitches, they charged me $35 to return something. It's called a restocking fee. Can you heard of such a thing? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I have. Joining us on the show, it's our buddy, Ed McGrath. Ed, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
I met with this man and suggested a phone to him at the diner, and I thought his head was going to explode. And this was a simple... non-touchscreen Windows phone, and he's used Windows for years. I thought his head was going to blow up.
You should get him the phone that they give middle schoolers that have like the mom button, and it's shaped like fucking their favorite cartoon character. It's fucking neon pink and green. It just has one button that says mom. How fucking embarrassing is a kid? Kids have like fucking iPhones. They go to school, and then you're the fucking douche with the one-button phone that can only call your mother.
When you were in high school, New Style, did kids have cell phones at that point in time or not yet?
No. No one had cell phones, but a lot of kids had beepers. And it was a huge thing to just beep somebody and put 69 after it. Ooh, real crazy. The worst technology ever is the beeper. If only they could have extended it to include like a text or something like that instead of just another number. That would have been good. Goatweed said he had a beeper. A lot of people did. I never did, though.
They had beepers. You know, I graduated high school in 88, and people had beepers, too. But Ed, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Frank. What can I do for you?
Ed, the problem is I feel as though you were putting me down because you kept saying that many of these phones were too advanced for me, that I didn't need them, okay. And it hurt my feelings.
Frank, what version of Windows do you use on your computer?
Do you even know?
XP.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm impressed. He knows.
So, Frank, you really are not a keeping up with the Joneses kind of guy, are you?
Well, no. Or maybe it's that Vista just sucks a cock. That's what it is. Because I think a lot of people just use XP. No offense. Even Microsoft kind of thinks that Vista sucks a cock.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but at the end of next month, Windows is releasing Windows 7. I don't know if you heard of this.
I have. I've used it. It's pretty good.
Now, what I'm doing is I'm waiting until the end of October to purchase a computer in order for me to get Windows. I've also purchased a Windows 7 for Dummies as well, so I can master the Windows 7 version.
That's good. I'm sure that'll really help you, and I'm sure you'll read it all. I guarantee you don't finish that book.
Have you ever read a Dummies book?
I've never read a Dummies book. Never. Ed, have you read a For Dummies book?
Yeah, I have. It was
picking up
old
fours?
Software program. No, I don't need that. I could write that one.
GFE.
Oh!
GFE for Dummies. Jesus Christ. Okay, so what was the Dummies book that you purchased?
I think it might have been Lotus Notes. I was back in the late 90s.
Lotus Notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Goatweed. Dummies books are for grandparents. Frank, they're perfect for you. They're absolutely perfect. They're in your fucking demographic. You are the target for the dummy book series.
Now, Frank, they switched. They activated this iPhone for you. Now, is it not the case that the only way you can use your phone now is using this iPhone? Is that correct?
Yeah. What do you mean? I don't know. What you just said didn't make sense.
Is your fucking phone number transferred over to the iPhone?
Oh, yes, of course.
So now you haven't used your cell phone since you got
it. Right. I've been using my wife's cell phone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, can you take a phone call if someone has to call you right now?
I hear it ringing, but I don't know how to pick it up. But I don't know where to answer it at.
Okay. Well.
So, Frank, did you just say that you felt bad because I said you you don't know anything about technology and you can't answer the fucking phone?
See, now it's ringing right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know where to press the key to say hello. I don't know where it's at.
It's just ringing, Frank.
It's just ringing.
Yeah. You hit the button that says answer.
There's no answer button.
What is on the front?
It's just a map of the world, a globe.
You're fucking dope. Even you could fuck up the easiest phone ever.
You think this is an advanced phone, my friend. This is the most advanced technology.
I hope the fucking rats chew through it.
Ed, you take your LG and you stick it up your ass.
Yeah, I will, Frank. At least my ass doesn't bleed constantly. Ed, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Do you have any advice for Frank with the rats?
I'd stick a cork in his ass.
Yeah, definitely protect the anus. Thank you, Ed. You gotta watch out, Frank.
Ah!
What?
Oh my god.
What?
I fucking... The wire of my headphones was dripping against my leg, and I thought it was a fucking mouse tail. Oh god. See what I'm going through right now? See what I'm fucking going through?
Oh, you're out of your mind, Frank. You're a cut-up. I mean, you know what? Your attitude has improved. It has improved. You're somewhat jovial. You're not your somber self.
Yeah, but it'll change as soon as this thing is over. I'm putting on an act right now.
Oh, I see. You're trying to psych yourself out a little bit. Well, I mean, does the fall season make you happy, Frank? That now that it's fall, how does that make you feel?
I like the fall. I like the Christmas of the fall. That's the word you think of when you think of fall. You feel Christmas.
You like the Christmas of the fall.
The crispness of the fall.
Oh, you said fucking Christmas. I'm sorry.
I can't.
you said fucking Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I misspoke. I'm sorry.
I like the Hanukkah of the summer. It's my favorite time. It really is. Rosh Hashanah of the fucking spring is great. People always say the same things about fall. They like the fall colors. You said the crispness, the crisp air, the smell of people burning fires in their fireplaces and Halloween and all that. But it's really, aren't they just the same thing? Like when people say the things they hate about fall? Isn't it just the same, like the fall colors? I love when the leaves turn. And then the same person will say that they hate raking leaves.
Well, you could say that about is this your revolutionary breakthrough? You could say that about any season. You could say that about the snow. Oh, I love the snow. I hate the snow. That's what I hate about winter is the snow. I love the snow. Well, what point are you trying to make now? You're not making any type of revolutionary point, because you could say that about any season.
My point is, don't be so fucking happy about shit that you end up hating anyway. It just sucks in the end.
Right, so you don't have to use fall. And isn't it weird how the season has two names? You could either call it autumn or fall.
It is somewhat weird, isn't it, Frank? You know what? It
you
sucks, too.
Fall or autumn?
I say fall. Fuck it. Fall. Because you know what? When you fall and you're old, it's bad. When leaves fall, it's fucking bad. You got to rake them or hire somebody. It fall. It's a very negative time for me.
Did you ever... I understand that. I understand that. Did you ever collect leaves as a kid, colored leaves, and put them in between wax paper?
No. That actually seems like the gayest hobby I've ever heard of. Who would do that?
You never collected leaves as a kid of a different color?
And put them in between wax paper? What? Am I a fucking botanist? Maybe a cool acorn or something that you know... I don't know. Maybe if I saw a four-leaf clover, I would pick that up. But why would
there's no such thing as four-leaf clovers. You're not living in fucking fantasy land, my friend.
There are. You ever hear
there's
of genetic...
There's no such thing as a four-leaf clover.
I fucking found one, asshole. People have found...
You know, there's no such thing as a four-leaf clover, dude. That's why they always have them on Lucky Charms.
I fucking no found one, you fuck.
You just took a fucking extra clove on one of them and glued it to the other one.
No, I never did that. Frank,
you show me a four-leaf clover, and I'll say I was wrong.
Frank, they fucking exist. There's pictures of actual plants. What are you fucking talking about? Go to Google and type four-leaf clover, and you'll see fucking plants that have four leaves. Yeah, you know, we have people putting links in the fucking chat room, Frank. It's not that fucking uncommon.
All the... there really is four-leaf clover.
you know what that tells me? You went out looking for them, didn't you, as a kid?
Well, yeah.
And then when you didn't find them, you made artificial ones.
Right, took a little saliva and I put it on my, and I would paste one to the other
and
one.
And you would show it to somebody to try and impress them.
Exactly.
Look, I found a four-leaf clover. Look, it's so right. I'm so lucky.
I think because they don't have them around here. They only have them in Ireland, I think.
I found one in fucking New Jersey, Frank. They're not that uncommon. Jesus Christ, you act like they're the Honus Wagner of fucking lawn plants. It's a fucking weed. It's not that fucking great. They romanticize it because it's not that easy to find, but they're not that fucking rare. So you manufactured one just so you could hold it up and say, look what I found. I found a Lucky Charm.
On our front lawn, we had a lot of clover, but there were three-leaf clovers. So I would take one of the clover leaves and spit a little saliva on it and paste it to one of the other leaves of the clover so it looked like I had a four-leaf clover.
I would take the three-leaf clover, I would rip one of the leaves off, and I would set it on the back of a piece of tape, and I would put another piece of tape over it and say that I'm just protecting it. I'm saving this because it's lucky. I found it. It's four leaves. I would do that. And I guess the thing is you want to people say that it's impossible. But I don't know. As a kid, I would do that. I did. But let me tell you something, Frank. I found one eventually, and then it wasn't that fucking big of a deal. But autumn, Frank, it's not a good time. It's just not. It's not. People like to romanticize it. The colors. I'm going to go drive up to Maine. Look at some leaves. It's not. It's just fucking terrible. It's a bad time. Summer just ended. Summer's the best ever. The best season ever is summer. Hands fucking down. That's why people are all fucking depressed and kidding themselves by saying, I'm looking at a yellow tree, and this is pretty good. Pretty good, Frank. Fuck the fall. Fuck Indian summer. I don't care. You can try to be a nice day, whatever you want. And fuck autumn. You happen to love autumn, though.
I don't love it. I just love it much.
You like it because...
We're gonna sit here and fucking discuss the seasons all night?
No, here it is, Frank. You love it because it's now acceptable for you to be covered up. And you're not the type of guy in the summer to wear summer clothes. That's,
I wear shorts.
That's my theory. You wear.
But I stopped wearing jean shorts this summer because I was told that it was not a good look.
So wait, 2009 was the year you stopped wearing jorts.
Jean shorts.
Yeah, jorts. You wore the jean shorts up until this year. Who told you it was not a fashionable look? Did your wife finally tell you?
I think so. She read somewhere that it's not. It's only young kids, young boys should wear jean shorts, not all grown men.
Yeah. I don't know, Frank. Young boys, though? I mean, I guess because they're almost like pants on fucking kids.
Did you ever wear jean shorts?
What are we fucking talking about? We're talking about fashion and fucking weather?
Did you ever wear jean shorts as a bathing suit as a kid?
No. No, I'm not Huck Finn. I'm not going to fucking rip... the legs off my pants and jump into a watering hole.
Were you ever one of those kids, for a while, this was very in, especially when I was in college, to take sweatpants and make shorts out of them. Did you ever do that?
I have to admit that I did do that.
Oh, God.
You said you just fucking did it in college. I was a second grader.
The problem with making your shorts out of sweatpants is that no matter how you cut them, they're always looking like they're on a fucking angle. They're never even.
They were never even. And then if you tried to even them up, you ended up with fucking the shortest shorts ever. And then they were the faggiest things ever in the world.
When I was in high school, it was also in, this is like 86, 87, to wear shirts backwards. To wear inside out, to wear shirts inside out. That was a big thing.
Inside out was huge?
Yeah, back in the mid to late 80s, it was a big thing.
God, I hope that never comes back. I hope that never comes back. I remember those two fucking douchebags with the jump song. I can't even.
Crisscross?
Yes, Crisscross. They tried.
Are you surprised that I knew that?
You know what? I really am. I really am. How do you know that?
It's because I'm well bred.
You're well bred?
It's an 80s
song. What
are
you, a fucking quarter horse?
Is that an 80s song?
Fucking idiot. You're well bred.
Is that an 80s song? I don't think, or is that a 90s song?
That's a 90s song. Well bred. I'm not going to let you fucking get away with that, Frank.
But there's certain things that I guess you could do when you're older that you perceive differently when you're younger. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like the fall to me, what do we do? We go, you wear warmer clothes, you go pumpkin picking. There's fall festivals. I mean, Amanda's already wearing her fucking sweaters.
Who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend, by the way. I forgot to say
that. Oh, I caught you that.
You did. You know what you did, you fuck?
And I caught you.
I don't appreciate it. But she's already wearing sweaters in anticipation of fall.
But pumpkin picking to you is going to Kmart and looking in the fucking bin.
No, we actually go pumpkin picking, but we don't purchase the fucking pumpkins. Because the farm near us, they're out of their fucking mind if they think we're going to pay $40 for something we're going to carve and let rot. I don't fucking think so.
Ridiculous! You have the first penny you fucking made, man.
No, I don't. But anyway, the thing is, fall is full of things that I should probably be enjoying 20 years from now. You know what I mean? Like, if you're 50 and you go to a fall festival, it's a good time. This is something that you're doing as a part of leisure. But you're my age and you're being dragged to this fucking thing. Now. It's kind of like, for me, it's a little gay to say, oh yeah, I love the Apple Festival. I'm all about the cranberry fucking parade. But if you're 50, that's just something you do. It's your activities. It's nowhere near. You couldn't tell an old man that he was gay for enjoying a fucking a fall festival. And it made me think, are there some things that older people do, Frank, that like... would be perceived, like, if I did it, people would call me, like, half a fag.
One thing pops into my head automatically.
Like, old men activities, things that, like, old men do, and nobody ever questions it.
I notice a lot of elderly men will go ballroom dancing and take lessons with their wife.
They will. And you know what? I don't even know if they take the lessons... so much as they've had this acquired knowledge throughout their many years. And it's now like, this is a very acceptable thing to do. You know, just a man and his wife, and they're going out to dance.
And I don't know if you wanted me to admit this or not, but I remember you were a best man at your friend's wedding a few months ago. And you told me that
I was never a best man.
Oh, I'm sorry. An usher or whatever, groomsman. And you told me in confidence that you took dancing lessons.
Never took dancing lessons ever.
Oh.
You fucking asshole. And I like how you say in confidence right before you fucking say it. Like, honestly, you're either lying or you're the biggest asshole ever.
Do you think in your lifetime that you will ever take dancing lessons?
I can't say that a possibility, because I hope to be an old man where it's acceptable, but right now it's not, it's no good. It's bad news. It's I don't know. I don't know, Frank. Another thing that old men do, that if I did it tomorrow, so, you know, people would look at me weird, and they have vegetable gardens. Do you ever know this? Like they take a plot of grass, completely shear it out, dig it like 2 feet deep, fill it with manure and topsoil, and this is their fucking life now, growing vegetables. And they go and they put gloves on and they have their own garden tools. If I started doing that, Frank, and I told you, hey, yeah, I got a vegetable garden, Frank, and I go gardening every day, you wouldn't want to talk to me ever again. But old men, they get away with it. Especially old Italian guys. And then they like to, and here's what they like to do. They like to say, hey, you know, I got some extra, you know, gagoots. For my fucking vegetable garden. I'll give you a few. And they come over gagoots. With baskets of fucking vegetables.
Why don't you tell the Metagons out there what gagoots means?
Why don't you? You want
it's eggplant.
No, it's not.
And squash and zucchini.
Yeah. It's squash. It's not seven vegetables, it's one. It's eggplant, lettuce. Scuttle. What's it now? Do you encounter this, Frank? Do you anticipate ever growing a vegetable garden?
Because
you are of age at this point.
Well, the easiest vegetables, I guess, to grow in this area are tomatoes, but I don't particularly care for tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I probably wouldn't.
Another thing, Frank, that I could see you doing right now, especially with the way you dress and how Jeff has called you out, matching track or sweatsuits. They have complete outfits made out of leisurely athletic wear that they wear out. They have a t-shirt and then they wear a sweatsuit.
Right.
If I come out there in a fucking tracksuit, I should either be in the mob or I'm a flaming homosexual.
Yeah. Well, listen. I think you started that off by have you ever owned a sweatsuit that had a matching jacket and pants?
My mom had gotten me one.
God.
I was like 10. I was like 10 years old. She got me one, and it had like fucking, it had like purple in it. It was bad. It was fucking bad. Very, very bad. Now, what about you? You obviously have.
Never. No, not to count
bullshit.
With the zipper.
Bullshit.
Not to count with the zipper.
Well, what kind? What are you talking about? Like a windbreaker.
Well, I used to wear
sweatpants.
See, let me tell you, I used to wear shorts over the sweatpants. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, you did. Like you're some kind of fucking superhero.
Well, that's the, you know, that was the in thing to do back then.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever had a matching shirt. No, I would always just wear a t-shirt.
Another thing that old people will do that it's completely accepted and will be, and would make someone my age gay, maybe even your age. Socializing with old men. You'll always see them in groups at McDonald's and other places. Hanging out, drinking coffee, completely fine. They talk about their old men issues. But if I was to go around and join their circles and sit in there and, yeah, you know, Willie Mays really was quite a hitter, I would be a creep. It would be fucking just terrible.
Right.
People would look at me weird. Like, why is he only does is hang out with old men. You ever do that, Frank? Have you ever seen the circle of old men discussing old men things?
I do, and I think it's charming that they...
It is
know,
charming.
When you're an old man, I guess you really don't... There aren't any cliques or... I don't know if that's the right word, but when you're an old man, you know, it's just a nice comforting thing to be in a retirement home and have a good life.
Now, have you ever heard them speaking and wanted to join in on a conversation?
I don't think so, but I have no problem speaking with an elderly Jedi. I find them fascinating because they've lived long lives and they have good stories.
See, you'd be a creep to me. I think the people that want to get in on the social circles of the elderly, I think that's creepy. Not necessarily gay, as the intro of this kind of suggested, but it's really weird to want to socialize with just old people. To me, like, someone who's young is like, oh, I just want to help the old people. It just seems very odd to me. I don't know. Like, I don't know, Frank. I mean, you can't relate because you are old, and everybody you fucking talk to is fucking old. Are you all right there? Did you see another mouse tail? I thought I heard you sigh.
No, I'm I'm realizing that you know.
You're gonna end the show, and what's gonna happen is you're gonna be
gonna
in
go
that
back to my life of misery with dealing with the rats.
Frank, have you ever had a shirt with a phrase written on it, or embroidered, or printed on it that began with the terms "world's best" or "greatest"?
Yes, when I was in 8 or 7 years old, there was an iron-on patch I found in my honeycombs. And you could iron it onto your shirt, and it says blank is the best on it, and you had to fill in with your own stickers. They gave you little stickers of different letters on it, and you
wait
could
a put. Minute. Wait, and what did you write on yours?
I said Frank is the best.
And you wore a Frank is the best T-shirt.
Right.
What a little conceited fuck you were.
Whatever.
You one saw this, and you could have put pizza, fucking soccer, anything, but no, Frank is the best.
One thing I will never do, and one thing I never do, is I never wear shirts that advertise companies or things on them, because I'm not getting paid for giving these people publicity. I will never wear a shirt that says Coca-Cola. I'll never wear a shirt that has anything commercial on it, like Chess King or anything like that.
But
I will never wear that.
But when called out about your T-shirt look, you were quick to say, "This is from the Gap."
Well, they didn't have the name on the Gap.
But the thing is, you're telling everybody where it's from.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the same thing.
I would never wear a shirt that says Gap on it in the front.
And what percentage of your wardrobe is from Chess King?
Well, I don't see. Let me tell you something. Back in the, and you know, people like Dan and Cal, or I don't know, oh, Joey, if he's listening. We grew up in the Chess King days. Chess King was where it was at. we're talking about the mid to late 80s.
Did you get your haircut at the Lemon Tree as well?
Supercuts.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the Lemon Tree commercial?
Yes, two twins. There were two twin guys, right?
And they had the worst haircut known to man. The fucking 80s villain mullet. Like, yo, how much did you spend on your haircut?
Was Chess King around when you were an adolescent teenager?
No, the first time I've heard of Chess King was when you were talking and trying to remember when.
Also, we had I also used to, I don't know if this is still around, a store called Just Shirts. Is that still around?
Oh, no, I don't remember Just Shirts. But someone's saying you did violate your logo rule, your advertisement on a shirt thing, Frank.
Which one was that?
They're saying, what about Frank's Chipotle T-shirt that looks like he dropped a burrito all over it?
I don't have a shirt that says Chipotle on it. What are you talking about?
No, but you have the Chipotle product all over the T-shirt, which is essentially advertising for Chipotle.
You mean the T-shirts that you can purchase?
Yeah, and what about the 75 episodes where you mentioned Starbucks, Chipotle, and every other fucking brand that
I'm not wearing it on my shirt. I'm not wearing it. Don't you understand?
What's the difference if you tell somebody where it's from or if you have it written on you?
I don't like shirts with the writing on them.
But what's the difference, Frank?
You know that when you buy
you're
a
acting,
shirt...
You're acting as though this is something noble and you're doing...
It is
you're
noble.
You know what
it is? Noble.
Because then you're telling everybody... All you know,
we
you
bought a
few
fence.
Brand names.
We bought a fence. We bought a chain link fence,
yes,
when we first moved into my house, and on the fence,
I'm sorry, Barb just says Frank probably wore bum equipment. That BUM.
Yeah, B period, U period, M period. What's the problem?
Anyway, so you bought a fence,
and on the fence, the fence company that installed it, they had a little placard with their name on it and everything.
Yeah.
Advertising. And a lot of times you'll see that. People have fences on it. You'll see a little placard with the people who put it up. I fucking take that thing right down.
Of course.
They're not paying me to advertise their fucking product.
Yeah, and it's when you buy a car from, let's say...
when you buy a car...
Joyce Honda. Now you have that fucking Joyce Honda dealership on the fucking back of your car or whatever it is.
But you can ask for that to be removed.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly what I did. I said, I don't want any logos on my car. And then what they did is they gave me a license plate cover with their fucking logo on it.
The worst. And you could also remove the name of the car itself. Like if you have a Mercury, where you could take that the name Mercury off as well.
But you're the only person with a Mercury, so
I have a Mercury Sable.
Yeah, we know. We've seen it in the Chipotle video on frankandbarb.com. Anyway, right. Frank, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's about that time to put the cap on the bottle.
Good luck with your rats. This was episode 227 of the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. It makes us feel better. Thank you. Also, check out Best in Show Radio, 8 to 11 p.m. Thursday nights on HearUsTalk.com. And 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. Friday nights, Hear Us Talk. It's The What Show with Jeff, Morales, Pat, Missy. Wait.
You fucked up.
I didn't do it. Did I?
You fucked up.
I also have to tell you something. I totally fucking forgot about this. I can't even tell you guys. I got some award-winning software to talk about.
Why don't you cut the music?
Yeah, I'll cut the music, because you know what? This is important, Frank. Do you know what I'm about to speak on?
Of course I do. Revolutionary award-winning software.
Well, what's the name of it?
I See You Too.
Of course. And where can you get it?
Online.
Yes. You can go to ICU2.com. Sure, there's many video chat programs and services out there, but ICU2 was around longer than all of them. Simply download ICU2 to your Windows PC, and in seconds, you'll be face-to-face with people from all over the world.
And just a quick testimonial. Barb said that it's the best software she's ever utilized. She
Absolutely.
Learned it very quickly.
She went to ICU2.com, downloaded it, tried it out. It's free to try. You don't have to pay to try it out. You know what? You might be enticed to pay because it's that good. ICU2 Video Chat, the 2009 People's Choice Award for Internet Communication. Now, Frank, it's the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Right.
Wow.
Cue the music.
Yeah, it's on. It's on, Frank. Don't worry. Wow, I can't believe I fucked that up, but thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. DJNewStyleShow.com, HearUsTalk.com. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
We gotta wait for it to speed up. Wait, 1 second.
What?
Almost. 1, 2, 3. Yes, here it comes.
Okay. Here anything comes. You want to say, Frank, at all?
Almost. But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. You talk to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I miss you guys. We need to get together. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside. Wanny, huh? Think about a real punch. It's sticking. Hey, Ken. Is there anything that you'd like to say?
Yes. You're an asshole! Peace out, homeboy! Shit, I can't even bet a damn window! It's a fucking snooze! And a pretty damn good living at that! Fuckface! Nah, I'm good. Thanks. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Ba-na-ba-ba-na-ba. Give it to me, baby. Yeah! Go suck banana. Fuck you.